Welcome to the Subscribe to Change recording of the online Accessing Personal Genius training, teaching you how to step into a state of flow at will.
Hi, everyone. So welcome to the APG training today. We are going to be going over troubling emotions, metastating troubling emotions. And so if you're not on screen share yet, then I would invite you to get on screen share. And just to check if you can hear me, please press 1 now so that I can see that you can hear me before we get started. Okay, great. So I do have sound. That's great. So we can get started with that. So what we're going to be doing first, we're going to go over some of the dynamics of emotions and the purpose of emotions. And then with troubling emotions, how they can get in the way and what we can do to reframe our relationship with an emotion. So because we are constantly working with meta-stating, and in every pattern that we do has to do with meta-stating, that's what we're going to be doing today as well. And so basically with meta-stating, we're creating a different relationship with the emotion. And so when it comes to emotions, it doesn't really matter. So we normally speak about positive or negative emotions, but in essence, there is no such thing as a positive or a negative emotion. Obviously, when we think about positive or negative, we want to move towards something and we want to move away from something. And so that's what we did last week is with the meta pleasure. That's what I explained last week with meta pleasure pattern is that we are naturally driven to go towards something and to move away from something. And emotions are kind of chemical flushes in our body that tell us to do something. Emotions comes from the word ex movere, which means out of movement, and moving out. So what we want is that it's information that lets us know that we need to do something. And because we have layers, we give things meanings. The meanings that we give it, the meanings that we give the physical experience, because an emotion really is like just a physical experience, a chemical flush through our body, and the meanings that we give it can turn it either positive or negative. And so for some people, an emotion of fun or joy, it has a negative experience to it, and so they want to move away from it. And what happens then is that it's going to be tabooed, and that's when it becomes a problem. If you're familiar with Brené Brown's work, or if you're not familiar with her, she's actually done some really interesting research into vulnerability. And so when we feel vulnerable in an emotion, that's when we feel either shame about it or and we don't want to feel it, we don't want to see it in other people. So that's when we start to ignore it, fight it, taboo it, numb ourselves from it. And so, but what happens then is that when we layer it with all of those pressures is that it turns against us. And so that's how something can turn into a troubling emotion, because we're not actually moving out and doing something. We are kind of freezing the emotion inside of us. And that's when it starts taking over. That's when we feel like we don't have ownership or we don't have the emotion, but the emotion starts having us. And the way that we behave comes directly out of those emotions, but they're not in our control. And so with what we're doing in this training is we're creating a genius state. And in that genius state, there may be emotions that are holding you back, that you either feel ashamed of, that you don't like, despise, hate, try to control, try not to have. So any kind of emotion, it might be the softer emotions of feeling vulnerable, intimacy, joy, love, all those kinds of emotions, but it might also be things like irritation, anger, frustration, feelings like that that you don't have permission to feel. So you may have created a wall, but what it says here is no wall can hide your shame. No wall can hide your shame. It comes out, whether that's very passively or aggressively, in one form or another, it comes out because it takes you out of your genius state. It stops you from being all there. And so what we're going to be doing today and next week and the week after is that we're going to be focusing on how can we have a positive relationship or reframe our relationship with the emotion so that we have the emotion and we can stay fully in our genius state even when this emotion comes up. So that's what we're going to be doing today. So troubling emotions. Brené Brown said about this, if you put shame in a petri dish, it needs three things to grow exponentially: secrecy, silence, and judgment. And so that's when it turns into a troubling emotion. And she speaks specifically about shame, and shame obviously is an emotion, is a feeling, it's a meta experience about an emotion. And so what we're looking for here are any emotion that if you shame it, if you silence it, if you judge it, if you taboo it, it grows exponentially and it has you. So that's what we want to do. We want to turn it into just an emotion. It's just an emotion. You're so much more than your emotions. And once you have done that, it's just information. And so one of the things also, when we go back to the introduction of this Accessing Personal Genius training, is that when we are in the flow, when we're in that zone, you want to get feedback and do something immediately with the feedback. So emotions are powerful in that because they give you information. They give you information to do something. But if your meanings and your interpretations about that information are distorted, then the emotion does not match with the outside world. So there's a gap between your expectation and your thoughts and what happens out there, and then you can't handle effectively. So we want to get rid of secrecy. We want to get rid of silence and judgment. And the way to do that is this. It's giving yourself a permission slip. That's what this pattern is about, is I give myself permission to. So giving yourself a permission slip to feel an emotion. And initially, you are going to feel objections because there's things in the back of your mind that are holding this in place. Because you're not supposed to feel joy, or you're not supposed to feel sadness, or you're not supposed to feel anger. So giving yourself permission, that's the meta state that we start out with. So let's take a look at the pattern. There's a few steps. So this is something that we can do fairly quickly. So first, we identify a troubling emotion in the genius state, which is different from if you've done the APG regularly. The APG in stages starts out with identifying a troubling emotion in your genius state. And then we're going to check the permission level for that. So if you say to yourself, I give myself permission to, and then how does that feel? How does that settle? What objections come up? And then we're going to reframe those objections so that you get more and more permission, so that permission gets really strong. And then we can texture it with other resources so that the emotional experience is something that actually empowers you, so that you can maintain your genius state. And then we're going to test your emotional freedom. So let's take a look at the steps in the manual. So first, identifying your genius state. Then we're going to go re-access your intentional state, your power zone state, your strongest self, and the pleasure state. Again, for those of you who have not gone through any of these steps, please let your partner know so that they can skip these steps. And then if next time you want to do those steps, you need to prepare them so that you already have them ready. So these steps, step 1 through 5, are very quick. We're just going to re-access them, throw them in there, and by now you've done it several times, so you already, so you should have easy access to it. And then we're going to, in that space, we're going to identify any troubling emotions, anything that might interfere with your genius state. And then we're going to check permission and reframe it until you have permission. And then add resources to qualify it, so you can add acceptance, appreciation, calmness, patience, playfulness, anything that will help you. And then we're going to test it. Okay, so my next question is, if there are any questions, of course. Okay, so I didn't put all your hands down before, so I'm just going to put your hands down, and please press 1 right now if you have a question about this. Okay, so I don't see any questions. Then my next question is who would like to go through this process with me? Okay, Larissa?
Yes?
Hi, Larissa.
Hi, Simke.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, great. Okay, so Larissa, we're going to go through the process. Are there any of the steps that you haven't done it? I think you've done most of them, right? Intentionality, power zone, sense of self, pleasures. Okay.
Yes. All of them.
So we can just go through all of them, and you don't have to answer the question that I ask you with regards to those. What's important for me is that you access the state and add it to your genius state.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me again what genius state you're developing.
Marketing.
Okay. So your genius marketing state.
Yes.
So I'd like you to go back to your genius marketing state and really fully step into this.
Mm-hmm.
And just let me know when you're there.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, and then I would like you to go to that space that where you connect with your biggest why you're doing this state of marketing. And just bring that into your genius state.
Yes.
Okay. And I'd like you to then become aware of all of your powers, your power zone, knowing that you can choose your behaviors and your words in this state.
Yes.
Okay. So now we've got your intentionality and your power zone in your genius marketing state. And then also become aware that you can be at your best in this state. You can forget yourself when you're here. And bring that sense of awe of self.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so then I would like you to bring all of these pleasurable meanings that enrich this state and make it enjoyable and fun.
Yes.
Okay, great. So it's getting more and more solid, this state of marketing. And and I'm curious, are there any emotions that trouble you and interfere with this marketing state?
Yes, sometimes, almost always, I feel a little bit insecure and afraid to talk with the people about myself.
Okay.
And to introduce myself.
Okay, so what is the emotion? Is it fear? Or how would you call that emotion of that where you're afraid and insecure?
Yeah, fear, yeah.
Okay. So yeah. Fear. And that's troubling you in this state.
Yes.
So what triggers this emotion? When does it arise?
When I think that I need to talk with the people and present myself,
okay.
Then it's just come.
Okay, so even just thinking about presenting yourself creates this fear.
Yes.
Okay. And so what I'd like you to do is to check inside with yourself and say to yourself, I give myself permission to feel this fear.
I give myself permission. Yes. I can say this, but I'm not sure that I will accept this.
Okay. So on a scale from 0 to 10, whereabouts are you now in terms of permission?
FM.
So you're at a 10?
Five.
Oh, okay, 5.
5, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so right now you're kind of at a level 5. So if you say that to yourself, I give myself permission to feel this fear. What objections come up for you?
What I will feel instead of this? Yes, I need something instead.
Okay, I need some. I don't have anything else.
Yes.
Okay. I need something instead. Okay, because I'm not entirely understanding what you mean. So you need something instead of the fear?
Yes.
Okay, because what is the objection to feeling the fear?
Because I started to talk with me on the negative way, that I'm not have enough experience, or maybe they don't want to hear me, or they don't want to work with me.
Okay. So when you feel fear coming up, that's when you start talking to yourself in a negative way.
Yes, yes.
So that's why you don't want to feel the fear, is because that's when you start to think of yourself or talk to yourself in a negative way.
Yes, and it stopped me to talk with the people, and I forget about all my experience. I forget about all my acknowledges.
Okay. So it sounds like what's happening now is that you're like pushing that fear away, but you're still talking to yourself in a negative way. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what if we reframe this? So we've got the objection of, well, if I feel this fear, then I start talking to myself in a negative way, and that then stops me from talking, and I lose my experience.
Yes.
Right? So.
Yes.
So feeling this fear and giving yourself permission to feel this fear, how could you reframe this fear so that you can just let it be and just let it be present?
Yeah, I just observe this.
Okay, I can just observe this.
Yes, to breathe and observe this and be aware of this.
Okay. So if you say that, I give myself permission to feel this fear because I can just breathe through it and observe this.
Yes.
How does that settle for you?
Yes, it helps. It's coming right in the body.
Okay, great. So on a scale from 0 to 10, how strongly do you feel that permission now?
10.
Okay.
Yeah. I just accept it.
Yeah. And what else would you like to bring to this this emotion of fear? What else would you like to bring to it so that it settles even better and you can just observe it, breathe through it, still have access to all of your knowledge?
Curiosity and fun.
Enjoying. Curiosity and fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you bring this to this fear, curiosity and fun,
yes.
What does that open up for you?
Yes, I'm just curious how it will be tomorrow.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're already thinking of tomorrow. What's going to happen tomorrow?
I think I will meet some people and I can just talk with them.
Okay. Okay. And so when you now think of presenting yourself, so that's what we started out with, right? Is when you think of presenting yourself, you feel this fear and that's troubling. So now, when you think of presenting yourself, you say, well, I can just meet with them and talk with them. And how does that, what does that do for your genius state, for your marketing state, having this with you?
It will be more solid and more trustful.
Okay, so more solid and more trustful. Do you like that?
Yes, I like that.
So tomorrow you're going to talk to people?
Yes.
And present yourself?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm very curious how it will be.
All right, you'll have to let me know.
Yes, I do.
All right, well, thank you, Larissa.
Thank you, Femke.
Okay, so so that was fairly easy to go through the pattern. So troubling emotion of fear, and then we link it to, okay, what is the trigger, basically? And from there, I just want to kind of find out, okay, how did that settle? And if you give yourself permission, how does it settle? Any objections? And then what I do is I just let her kind of reframe the objection. Sometimes when you have a client and they're having a hard time reframing, then you can kind of join in. What I do is I go second position and wonder, okay, what, like, with this objection, how could I reframe it so that it would settle better? So then you can give a menu list of sorts, and then we're just going to bring other resources to it and recall the trigger and see if how it settles then. If there's any objections, then you just need to do some more work. So fairly easy process. Are there any questions before we go into groups? Janine?
Hi.
Hi.
I did download the Kindle version, but I can't find it on my hard drive or whatever it's called.
Okay.
And I can't get on screen share.
Oh, you can't?
No. I'm using one from a couple weeks back. Might that be my problem?
No, that it should be the same every
every. It's saying when I hit join the meeting, I just get hung up. It doesn't join. So
are you using? You might be using one for the ACMC Revisited.
I don't think so, but.
Okay.
I'll try again, but otherwise I don't think I'm going to be competent in going through the pattern if I can't get it. That's my concern.
Yeah.
That's why I wonder.
I can quickly email it to you, so that's not a problem.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, let me just copy that. Is there anyone else who needs the pattern? I'm just going to send it to you, Janine.
Thank you.
Okay, it's on its way.
Perfect, thank you.
Okay, and Rebecca, I also see that you need it. So what I'm going to do first, so I'll send it to you in a moment. What I'm going to do first is I'm going to put you into groups. I noticed that one person dropped off, so if that person comes back, I'll put them in a group with Larissa so that everyone can get a chance to experience the process. Okay, so you're in groups right now. Rebecca and Kristen, you are in a group together, and Larissa and Janine. What we're going to do is 15 minutes each, and you can hear each other right now, so I'm going to set it for 15 minutes. And Rebecca, I'm going to send you the pattern on email. Okay, so 15 minutes starts now. Okay, Kristen?
Hi, Cynthia. We managed to do the pattern both ways despite of difficulties with the sun. So this is really good training for listening.
Okay, good.
I think I learned something from when I was taking Rebecca through the pattern, because she was actually doing some self-coaching, and I was listening to her. She told me, and I noticed the way she needed something more in the statement to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if I can explain it better than that. I take that with me, what happened with her, because she needed, the statement couldn't stand alone. She needed something more, and she found it, and then it settled well. So that's what she was doing. Here.
Okay, did she make like a different reframe?
Yeah, because she actually found the meta state about the state we first started to talk about, and then
okay.
I asked her to repeat the reframe, and she said, "No, it cannot stand alone." And then I asked her, "What would you need in addition to this?" And then she found that, and then it settled.
Okay, great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there were a couple of meta states present.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Right.
It would be reframing. The reframing. She needed more in the reframing. Yes.
Yeah. So we have. So there, you know, you don't have to do just one reframe. You can do several reframes until it settles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that, Kristen.
Thank you.
Okay. And so one of the things as well is that sometimes the first emotion that someone comes up with is not actually the emotion that they have tabooed. So I had one person in my training a couple of years ago who kept on expressing his anger, and so anger was something that he had easy access to, and so I thought, no, that doesn't seem to be like troubling him, like he's not really pushing that inside. And so I then asked, what is behind the anger? And just that one cat question made him tear up, and what was really troubling, the really troubling emotion, was sadness. And so when we have a troubling emotion, we don't want to show it, because we shame it away, and we may shame it away with anger or with feeling passive or numb. So then what we want to do is kind of ask that question, what's behind that? How do you feel about that? So questions like that get you closer to the emotion that is really troubling the person. And also one of the things that happened in one of the groups today is that sometimes someone really does not want to give permission, because it doesn't make sense, it's useless, And they just don't want to have the emotion, and they don't see the benefit of it. And so I stepped in for a moment and basically just got to the awareness of, so the way that you're doing it right now by running away from the emotion doesn't sound like it's really serving you either. So your strategy right now is not helping, is it? It's actually distracting you, and it actually means that the emotion is taking over. So if someone is not ready, then I'm just going to dance on the motivation axis of towards and away from, and or quality control, like, is this serving you? Well, actually, no, it's not serving me. So that an openness and a willingness arises to try on the emotion, and I ask the question, what information is it giving you? And then she could reframe it. So it's also a little bit about finding different ways of reframing. And if someone's not ready yet, do some quality control. Okay, so that's that for today. I'm going to put this on online for you to listen back to. And next week, the times are going to be changed again for the United States. So for the United States, not for South Africa. So we're going to have an hour time difference with South Africa. Kristen, you have a question?
Yes. Sorry to interrupt you, but it was also about time. This Friday is in the afternoon in the regular time.
Yeah, I have to actually check that, and then I need to send out an email about that
on
Friday.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, 2 weeks from now, there isn't going to be. Actually, no. Next week, I have to think about the times. No, next week there isn't going to be a call, actually, on Wednesday. There's going to be a call on Tuesday, not on Wednesday, and also the week after that there's not going to be one on Wednesday because I'm going to be traveling to New Zealand to do the MetaCoach training. So next week and the week after there's not going to be an APG. I'll send out an email to let everyone know. And then after that, we're just starting back up again. Meantime, if you have any questions, please let me know. So next week on Tuesday, there is an ACMC revisited. So for everyone, have a wonderful day or evening, and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Subscribe to Change audio recording. With love and kindness, Femke Stute.